Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable, and it is a pleasure to welcome back our good friend Sean Stone, arts editor of Metroland. Sean, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Joe.
Always here to tell us about what is happening in area stages and screens, and this Thursday is no exception. You would like to begin, I believe, in the city of Albany.
Yes, where I am right now. First Friday, Albany. It's tomorrow night. It's going to be great. The weather's nice. You can walk around. There's new shows at the Albany Barn over on North Swan and the Esther Massery Gallery. There's ongoing shows at Albany Center Gallery. And go out and breathe the new air.
And very fun, and to go out and breathe the new air and see cool stuff. So that's happening. What else?
At Page Hall, the New York State Writers Institute Spring Film Series continues with The Docks of New York, which if you told me I could only see, only have one or two movies to take to a desert island, this would be one of them. It's a 1928 silent. It's gorgeous. It's about New York low life at the turn of the last century, and it's very entertaining and actually one of the most beautiful films ever made.
Excellent. The Docks of New York happening tomorrow. And then at the Low Beat.
Yes, Howard Glassman's new place, just across the street from where you are.
It couldn't be more convenient.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be having a ribbon cutting tomorrow. It's going to be very exciting. The Figs from Saratoga. I'm sure this is the equivalent of breaking the champagne bottle against the side of the building.
That's nice.
And then Saturday, if you are an aficionado of the cold-blooded, the Capital Region Reptile Expo will be at the Times Union Center on Saturday all day. One of those cable TV guys will be there bringing his lizards and snakes, and I'm sure the kids will love it.
Those cable TV guys.
Yeah, you know.
All right. That sounds fun. That's Saturday all day. And then?
The Next Move Festival of Modern Dance is now in its fifth year at the GE Theater at Proctor's. It's curated by Ellen Sinopoli. There'll be three dance companies there, including the Ellen Sinopoli Company. This gets started at 5:30. It's sort of a longish thing, you know, and it should be a good time.
That is happening. And then the Albany Symphony Orchestra?
Saturday night at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, which is at Eagle Street and Madison Avenue in Albany. They'll be doing Dvorak's Stabat Mater. It's actually a great place to see the ASO. I saw them there years ago when they did Beethoven's Ninth, and it's quite an impressive setting.
Maestro will be joining us shortly, so we're looking forward to that. And then Johnny Clegg and Troy.
Yes, he'll be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Saturday, the South African musician. Also Saturday night, the Capitol Chamber Artists will be at the First Congregational Church doing a program of music by victims of the Theresian concentration camp. It's kind of a moving, impressive thing. And then Sunday afternoon at Proctor's on the main stage, the Schenectady Symphony Orchestra will be performing a program called Out of This World. They're going to do music from Star Wars and Holst the Planets and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, The Odd Couple, Lemon and Matthau, Neil Simon, can't go wrong with that.
Doesn't get better than that.
Then the following night at the Palace, live on stage, Tyler Perry's Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Scorned. So this is not a movie, this is a live stage show.
And is Tyler Perry in it?
No, but there's some, you know, TV stars.
Okay, all right.
And then the big new movie this week is Captain America.
It's it looks, I'll go see it.
Yeah, me too. It's a great cast. Chris Evans is really cool. Scarlett Johansson, Robert Redford.
Good stuff. And then the other movie opening is Winter Soldier.
Oh, no, that's the...
Oh, is that the full name of it?
That is the full name
that's
of it.
I did not know that. I thought we had two films to talk about. No, it's Captain America the Winter Soldier. I did not know that.
Yes, it's in 3D, it's in IMAX.
I'll see, now I'm
embarrassed.
Just about
every format you want to. If you want to go to Rotterdam Square Mall, you can sit in that chair with the D-Box and, you know, it moves you around.
You know, about two nights ago, I was going on Apple TV, and they have this, like, trailer channel, and I went on the trailer, and I watched, like, this 22-minute thing on Captain America, and I didn't know that was a subtitle.
Marvel's not doing their job,
apparently. Feel like an idiot. All right. Well, thank you. A lot going on. You can find out more by going to Metroland.net. Metroland.net. Go online, check it out, or pick up a copy of Metroland. It's all over the Capital Region, and it's out and about. Sean, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.